This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at Stitcher.com/takeaway. Can we all get along?
For everybody.
Guys, took it out of your book.
Hey, we took it out of your book. Turn.
No, we can't. Agreeing to disagree, the GOP debaters get down to the business of...
You're allowed to change.
...clawing each other's eyes out? On this Wednesday, October 19th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Woo. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste. Let's try to be better behaved than those guys last night.
I wouldn't allow that kind of talk to go on at my dinner table at home, let me tell you right now.
A debate that gets angry. We'll try and see if it was revealing about those GOP candidates. A simple low-tech fight against malaria and the high-tech task of monitoring the disease. And America gets ready for the fall classic. The World Series begins tonight. But you've been talking about those GOP debaters.
My name is Vincent. I'm from Oklahoma. But I want to hear the Republican candidates say, I'd like them all to tell the truth about joblessness. That is, that the lower taxed rich won't hire people to make more things that people will not buy because they have lost jobs or afraid they may lose their job.
Give us your views at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can also join the conversation at our website, thetakeaway.org. We'll be talking more about the debate in a few minutes, though. Let's start off with the headlines. In the debate last night in Las Vegas, Republican candidates took a swipe at rising star Herman Cain and his 999 plan. That's a 9% tax each on personal income, corporate income, and sales tax. Ron Paul called the plan dangerous, and Rick Santorum said it would raise taxes on a majority of households. But candidates Mitt Romney and Rick Perry exchanged venom with each other as well on issues like health care and immigration. D.C. correspondent was going to tell us more about what happened last night. But if you watched, give us your review at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. It turns out that may not be true. President Obama took the opportunity to talk about the upcoming presidential race during his ABC interview.
I guarantee you it's going to be a close election because the fact is that the economy is not where it wants to be. And even though I believe that all the choices we've made have been the right ones, we're still going through difficult circumstances.
That's the president speaking on ABC's Nightline. Today, he'll conclude his bus trip through the South. He's been pitching his jobs bill, and today he'll stop in Virginia before returning to the White House.
The people of Greece took to the streets to begin a two-day general strike. It comes ahead of a parliament vote on yet more austerity measures for the financially beleaguered country. Speaking with our partner, the BBC, one professor at Athens' Alba Graduate Business School explained how many Greeks felt they were bearing the brunt of these austerity cuts.
So people will continue striking. The austerity measures are indeed very tough, and many people feel that they are unfair.
It's expected that this general strike will bring the country to a standstill for the next 48 hours. At least seven are dead and dozens wounded in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a, the latest in the months-long bloody struggle between pro- and anti-government forces there. Witnesses say tens of thousands of demonstrators were marching toward government buildings when forces loyal to President Ali Abdullah Saleh opened fire on the crowds. In Turkey, Kurdish rebels have reportedly killed at least 24 Turkish soldiers in multiple attacks along the Iraqi border. It was the deadliest Kurdish rebel attack in several years.
UAW workers are cruising towards the ratification of a new labor agreement with Ford, avoiding the possibility of a strike. Votes still being counted at this point. The results is the possible four-year deal could be announced as early as this morning. Not all those negotiations are going well, though. The NBA lockout, of course, continues into day 111. Players and owners met yesterday for the first time with a federal mediator, 4 hours, but they couldn't walk away with a new contract. The negotiations will continue this morning.
15-hour talks, though. There may be some hope. And author Julian Barnes is the winner of this year's Man Booker Prize for his novel, The Sense of an Ending. He's been shortlisted 3 times before and finally has the honor of walking away with the prize, saying he's as much relieved as I am delighted. Asian markets are mixed this morning, while European markets mostly up. American futures projected to be down comes after a positive day for Wall Street. The Dow starts today at 11,577. The S&P opens at 12,25, and the Nasdaq begins at 26,57. And futures are mixed this morning. But first, listen to this.
You stood here in front of the American people.
Suicidally stupid.
You're going to get tested. And did not tell the truth.
We're going to take the temperature of those GOP Republican debaters out in Las Vegas. Stay with us. We'll have all the highlights of the debate. We're also going to talk about voting rights in the Cherokee Nation and scientists having success preventing and eradicating malaria. Stay with us.